Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, welcome to the program of Jesus and the Animals. Very many people love animals, and especially children feel attracted to animals. Perhaps you are presently at home, sitting on the couch with your cat on your lap, or you've just come back from a walk with your dog. For many people, animals are their friends who play an important role in their life. And for this reason, surely one or the other will have wondered, did Jesus really never say anything about the animals when he was on earth 2,000 years ago? Didn't he love the animals? Yes, indeed. Jesus loved the animals, and he always stood up for his fellow creatures. However, much of what Jesus taught back then remained hidden to the people, because today's Bible contains only what Jerome was allowed to include in the Bible in the 4th century. But anyone who does a bit of research will find out that there are a whole series of sources that confirm that Jesus of Nazareth was a great friend of the animals. This is expressed most clearly in a gospel that was not changed by Jerome in the 4th century. It is contained in the work of over 1,000 pages. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In addition, we find in this book explanations and deepenings of the Gospel given by Christ himself in the prophetic word through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God for our time. Jesus, the Christ, teaches not only love for all creatures, but also for all of nature, for Mother Earth. And during his life on earth, he also gave the animals a voice. You will now hear several selected passages about Jesus and the animals from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word. Jesus and the Lion. And one day, Jesus was walking on a mountain path along the edge of the desert. He met a lion being pursued by many men who wanted to kill it with stones and javelins. But Jesus rebuked them, saying, "Why do you hunt the creatures of God which are more noble than you?" Through the cruelties of many generations, they were made the enemies of men, whereas they should have been their friends. Just as the might of God is visible in them, so is his patience and his compassion. Stop persecuting this creature. It does not want to harm you. Don't you see how it flees from you and is terrified by your violence? And the lion came and lay at the feet of Jesus and showed him its love. And the people were very astonished and said, "See, this man loves all creatures and he has power even over the animals of the desert, and they obey him." Listen to another account from the life of Jesus. Jesus cares for a cat. Jesus came into a village and saw there a stray kitten, and it suffered from hunger and cried out to him. And he picked it up, wrapped it in his robe, and let it rest at his breast. And when he went through the village, he gave the cat to eat and to drink, and it ate and drank and showed him its thanks. And he gave it to one of his disciples, a widow called Lorenza, and she took care of it. And some of the people said, "This man takes care of all the animals. Are they his brothers and sisters that he loves them so?" And he said to them, Verily, these are your fellow brothers from the great family of God, your brothers and sisters who have the same breath of life from the eternal. And whoever cares for the least of them and gives it food and drink in its need does this to me. And the one who deliberately allows that one of them suffer privation and does not defend it when it is ill-treated allows this evil to happen as if it were done to me. For just as you have done in this life, will it be done to you in the life to come. So far this account from the life of Jesus. And in the prophetic word, Christ explained the following about this. Christ revealed, Verily I say to you, the life is the breath of God. Whether it is man or animal, they are all respirated by one power, by God. God is life, and life is breath. The one who deliberately robs his neighbor of his breath by killing him will fall into spiritual death. In the realm of the souls, he will be a stranger, for he does not know his own consciousness and therefore does not know whether he lives or is dead. Even if a person deliberately and knowingly allows people and animals to be tortured, neglected, and ill-treated, he will experience the same or something similar. So, what a person does to his neighbor and second neighbor, that is, the animals, plants, and stones, he does to me, and thus to himself. Recognize that even stones are creation powers of God, and they too should be met with respect. And so the seed of man will also be his harvest. Thus the revelation word of the Christ of God. In the book, This Is My Word, it is further described how Jesus encountered a dog trainer. As Jesus went with some of his disciples, he met a man who trained dogs to hunt other animals. And he said to the man, Why do you do this? And the man answered, Because I live from this. What sort of use have these animals? These animals are weak, but the dogs are strong. And Jesus said to him, You lack wisdom and love. Behold, every creature that God has created has its meaning and purpose. And who can say what good there is in it or what use it is to you or to mankind? And for your living, behold the fields, how they grow and are fertile, and the fruit-bearing trees and the herbs. What more do you want than what the honest work of your hands will give you? Woe to the strong who misuse their strength. Woe to the crafty who hurt the creatures of God. Woe to the hunters, for they themselves shall be hunted. And the man was very astonished and stopped training the dogs to hunt. And he taught them to save life, not to destroy it. And he embraced the teachings of Jesus and became his disciple. Jesus also gave explanations and deepenings in the prophetic word regarding this story. Christ revealed, Many animals adopt the vibrations of people and behave like people. If human beings change and live in accordance with the divine law, then animals too will again become trusting and will be the friends of humans. Until the sinful world has changed into the world of God, many human beings, animals, and plants will still have to suffer from the unbending will of the domineering man who opposes God's creation. However, all might and glory has been given by the Father to the Christ of God and never to the person who disregards the laws of God. Woe to the hunters, and woe to those who crave for meat. Both the hunters and those who, like cannibals, greedily consume the flesh of animals will be tormented and pursued by the anguish, suffering, and pain of the animals. The same applies to those who violate the plant and mineral kingdoms. They, too, will suffer because of their sinful deeds. The person will harvest what he sows, either in his earthly life or as a soul in the spheres of purification. Therefore, watch your thoughts, words, and deeds, for they can become your undoing. My kingdom on earth will be a kingdom of unity and peace, as was revealed. Man and animal will live with one another in peace, because the souls of people will be pure for the most part. That was the explanation by the Spirit of the Christ of God. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude our reading for today under the motto, Jesus and the Animals, from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation, which true Christians the world over have come to know. Jesus the Christ taught love to all people, to all creatures of God, and he lived it as an example. His teachings of the love for God and neighbor, of peace and mercy are universal, and every person, no matter from which culture, can accept them. But Jesus founded neither a church nor a religion. He brought the glad tidings for all people and simply said, "Follow me." May ever more people follow his example, particularly pertaining to how we treat the animals, which are our fellow creatures. Until next time, with Jesus and the Animals, greetings in God and goodbye.